page 49, verse, the last word is spoken for you. The time of light and dark, pair by pair. Born of the same lineage, they share the knowledge. Dying of different lineages, they are utterly separated, utterly separated. Even yellow head and blue eyes have yet to discern. South, north, east, west, let us return. And in the depths of the night, together look at the snow on the southern clouds. The last word is spoken for you. The time of light and dark, pair by pair, born of the same lineage, they share the knowledge. Dying of different lineages, they are utterly separated, utterly separated. Even yellow head, Buddha, as blue eyes, Bodhidharma, have yet to discern. South, north, east, west, let us return. And in the depths of the night, together look at the snow on the southern crags. The last word, this verse describes the point of the last word. last word is not the usual meaning called last word, but implication of truth or ultimate place. We cannot go any place. Ultimate state of existence, we can say so. Just like our just like go on to say that terminal station. Just like a terminal station, a railroad, you cannot go at all because it is end. But it's not the end because from that terminal station you can go to some place you want to go. So the end of the railroad station is not end, but the beginning of your trip. So last word is not always last, something last. But it's not last state of situation or being. The last word is end or ultimate terminal station, but it's not terminal station because you can go any place from that end. This is a reality, okay? This is a total picture of your reality you live in. So finally, you cannot say anything. It's pretty hard to pin down what real reality you live in. even though you are right in the middle of difficulties, but you cannot go any place if you really believe it is something real. You cannot go any place, but it doesn't mean end of the life. Still, there is a life. There is a great power to let you be alive from that point. It is a terminal station, but it's not terminal station. Still, you can be alive. You can be free from difficulties, even though you are in the difficulties. Even though you are sick, it's not the end of life. Still, in reaching the end, still you, there is a chance to be free from sickness. That is always. This is a real reality you live in. It teaches you always like this. So finally, you don't know what to say. This is the last word. We say last word. But the truth, whatever you say. Last word is spoken for you, not for others. It's not others' story. This is already your story. Because it is already spoken. Not for us, for you. Even though you don't know what the real reality you live in, but it's already spoken. That's why you are already living there. So constantly you have to live there and practice it. Make your life mature. Deepen your life. In Prajnaparamita, this is, you can see this book in English version, translated by Edward Conze. It's verses of Prajnaparamita. This is very interesting sutra in scripture in Buddhism. Someday I would like to study this one with you. of course, Prajnaparamita always emphasizes emptiness, but the emptiness is not something you have to always explain, speak about something in terms of emptiness. Emptiness is not that you explain, you talk, or you speak of everything from emptiness, or you. It doesn't mean that you share act on everything from emptiness. But this sutra mentions, anyway, you not only thinking of everything from emptiness, or act on everything from emptiness, but you should dwell in. It said dwell. You have to dwell in means you have to present in emptiness. Why you speak of everything from emptiness, you create a gap between emptiness and you. Because you are talking about it. And also, if you act on everything from emptiness, it seems to no attachment. So you don't attach anything because everything is empty. Subhuti in this sutra, Subhuti mentions about emptiness. The Subhuti act on emptiness, everything from emptiness. So, Buddha says it is true because he doesn't have any attachment, but it's not real way of Buddhistic life. Because you have to live in the emptiness instead of looking at the emptiness in terms of emptiness. In other words, objectively. Okay? And certainly, if you see everything from emptiness, it is nothing but the real life. Seeing everything objectively. But this sutra means you have to dwell in this, you have to live in there. Means you have to be one with emptiness. Means your body and mind is emptiness. So what do you mean by dwelling in emptiness? Sutra mentions very interesting point. That time the emptiness, to dwell in emptiness means to not to realize emptiness, not to, what to say, not to know emptiness, but to make your life mature. That is to dwell in. Okay? If your life is right in the middle of emptiness, that is not to think or to realize or to attain enlightenment. It doesn't matter. But you have to make your life mature, means you have to deepen your life by continuation of dwelling in emptiness. And then what does it mean? And then this sutra says, that means that you are not afraid, you don't lose heart, you are not upset, you are not, surprised. Even though you speak about it, or even though you are right in the middle of emptiness. That's an interesting point, okay? If you sit down in the Zen, if you think the Zen, if not objectively, you analyze, alright, so you think the Zen, okay? You think the Zen. And also, if you do the Zen very strictly, and then you experience something. And that time you really feel happy. But it is not important things, because still it is something you are always looking at objectively. The real doing zazen, it means that to do zazen is to let you be in peace, in harmony from moment to moment, okay? For this, you have to dwell in zazen itself. Okay? No gap between you and zazen means nothing. Nothing to grasp in. In your end. If even slightly something you can grasp in, it is all a dualistic world, because you can see something objectively, that's where you can get it. Don't you think so? If everything becomes one with you, nothing to get in. So all you have to do is you have to dwell in the zazen itself. Okay? That is called shikan. So called wholeheartedness. At that time, what can I say? Nothing to say, you know. So sometimes it is called last word, but last word is not something to explain, but it's something clear. which exist always. So anyway, to dwell in, zada is nothing to get in. You get you and get something in your hand. So at that time, most people are very confused, upset. So-called boredom. You feel boredom. And also you don't like it. Upset. Afraid. If you get the spiritual fascination through that experience, you're very surprised, you know. But that is nothing but the experience of spiritual fascination. Next moment, it disappears. So finally, all you have to do is just a continuation of dwelling in Zazen, dwelling in Zazen. That's all we have to do. So, but if you achieve continuation of being present in Zazen itself as one, most people are very surprised, confused, afraid, upset, surprised, because nothing. So, this sutra says, person, bodhisattva, is not afraid, not loose, loses heart. Loses heart means not afraid, not surprised, upset, confused. That means to achieve continuation, to achieve, what would you say, undisturbed series of thoughts. Okay? You have to practice this. So becoming, in order to be one with Zazen, it's pretty hard anyway. Because nothing. All you have to do is just one. Why this is not, you cannot know it. And if you know something, it's not oneness. If you become exactly some one with something, merging with something, well, nothing to know. If there is nothing to know, you're very surprised. You feel bored. You don't like it. You don't stay with it. But that is real reality you live in, so all you have to do is achieve continuation of living there constantly. That's pretty hard. If your mind is upset, you can't do it. So that's why this sutra says you have to, anyway, contemplate with an undisturbed series of thoughts. That is called to dwell in emptiness. Okay? Emptiness means oneness. Dwell in the truth. without being afraid, without losing heart. That's why you can achieve continuation of undisturbed state of thoughts. By this thought, you can continue to live it. So that is bodhisattva. Okay? So, here says the last word is spoken for you. The last word is already with you, even though you don't know. So all you have to do is continually to keep your eyes open and try to dwell in there. But dwell in means that as a first step you try to understand it. Okay? Or you try to contemplate, but try to contemplate is you have to contemplate your life, all others' life, and all sentient beings with undisturbed series of mind. That is most important. Continually, you have to do. Okay? So, Bodhisattva always live in the human world, but Bodhisattva never go blind. But usually, we go blind, easily, contaminated by. So, that's why first this verse says the last word is spoken for you. Oh, what's the last word? Next he says the time of light and dark, pair by pair. Time and light and dark. In Buddhism, particularly in Zen, darkness means the truth. Truth or equality. And or peace. And light is discrimination. Or phenomena, distinction. So the time of light, because light and dark, phenomena and the truth are not separated anyway. It's communally interconnected, interpenetrated, always. At the super speed, so your naked eye cannot see it anyway. But practically, it's always interconnected. That's why you don't understand the real reality, what real reality is, because real reality consists of perfect harmony between the reality of truth and phenomena. So, well, what is the last word? The verse says the time of light and dark, pair by pair. So, two of them are one. The other day I drove from the country around the Hokyoji to Rochester, taking the Nai Highway 9. It was a beautiful day, and during driving the car, I look at mountains covered with snow, very sunny days, trees, hills, sometimes cows, horses. It's very beautiful. It's very beautiful. But it doesn't say anything. But outside is very severe cold. Severe weather, severe cold, it's very beautiful because something more than the term severe or not severe. Exactly, I don't know, how can I say it? Severe cold is very beautiful. You know, before winter, before you get snow, well, the autumn is very cloudy, and cloudy, which makes the people melancholy, pretty much. But when we get snow, everything becomes very bright, you know. This kind of weather is clear. You cannot experience any other place. Even in Japan, we cannot experience this kind of weather. Very severe, but it's very clear. Very clear and very beautiful. Beyond severe or not severe. Perfect. Beautiful. Then look at the mountains and the trees, and with a little bit of snow, you know, these trees just standing on the mountains. But it's really beautiful. But I say beautiful, but it's something more than beautiful. it doesn't say anything, but it's I was very impressed. Not only I, the all of you are very impressed by that situation of the winter snowy mountains and trees in sunny days. It's really beautiful. Something more than beauty, the term, definition of a beauty. So I cannot say anything. Just a wow. Just a wow. If you experience something more than beautiful, well, you say you cannot get any words, so just a wow. Mm-hmm. And you cannot find any appropriate term. So just face it. Just dwell in and be present with it, and that time, well, with an undisturbed series of your thoughts. At that time, your thought, your mind is very calm because you become one. You are completely caught by that beautiful scenery. So you are open completely. You can open yourself completely to the nature, okay? And be one with it. And that time you can dwell in there. Okay? If you dwell in, nothing to say, because what is? You cannot say it's beautiful, something more than beautiful. Or you cannot say it's pretty. You cannot say that winter, Minnesota winter, you cannot say so either. Because something more than that. Something more than I try to explain. So finally, I don't say anything. If I don't say anything, well, trees, mountains doesn't say anything to me. But it doesn't mean that they don't say anything. They say it, huh? Because I and all of you are completely drawn in by this nature. So, something they speak of something more than human term, so-called beauty or ugliness or whatever it is. They speak. So that is so-called last word. I can't say anything, but they don't say anything to me, but they say a lot. So I cannot tell them anything, but I can tell, I have lots of things to tell the trees, mountains, okay, lots of words inside, but I cannot say it with a word. So, nothing to get in my hand in terms of a sense of give and take, okay? Or pros and cons, success and failure. Loss and gain, nothing. Just be present, dwell in. That time, nothing And then sometimes people are very confused, surprised, because if you feel good, you are completely surprised by beauty or something. But if you don't feel anything, you are completely surprised, confused by, infatuated with something, nothing there. Infatuated, you are completely infatuated with beauty or not beauty. Okay. So if you look at the trees, tree is, life of tree is something more than terms called tree. Okay. Behind the tree, it's beautiful nature. Beautiful nature, beautiful energy or life force of nature. So even though you can't say what it is, but if you look at the tree in that situation, well, you can see the tree, but something more than the tree. Simultaneously, you can see the tree and with whole beautiful life force of nature. That's why you feel beautiful. So that is so that's why the, in terms of the light, so-called phenomena, you can use a word that is a tree. Okay? But real reality, the tree's life in real reality is something more than the term. Because beautiful life force of nature there. It's a huge world. So that is the darkness. In terms of darkness, the life force, beautiful life force of nature behind the tree is darkness. You cannot say anything, but it works. It's always at work in tree. In trees, in mountains, in snow. So, pair by pair. The time of light and dark, pair by pair. So that is, anyway, opportunity. That is an opportunity you can know what the last world is. Spoken to you. For this, it is not something you have to realize or you have to see something. Okay? You have to know something. Anyway, you have to be present with it constantly and don't be surprised. Not be surprised, don't lose heart. Anyway, continually be here. So, next. That's why next says, born of the same lineage, they hear the knowledge. So, the same, born of the same lineage means be present with the nature and the trees. Beautiful life force of nature. Anyway, dwell in. Constantly to dwell in. Means born of the same lineage. Means the other day I told you when you want to be a great mountaineer, anyway you have to be one with the mountains. How can you do it? The climb. Climb the mountain. Every day, even the snow, in winter and summers, anyway you have to be one with, be present and with the mountains. Be present, be one with the mountain is to make your life deepen and mature. Okay? Very naturally, if your life is mature, very naturally you can live with the mountain exactly in the same way as the mountain's life. So, mountain gives you a maturity. to you? How can you know? You try to climb the mountain constantly. Well, whatever it is, whatever you do, this is a very basic practice for us. So here it says, what is the time of the light and dark pair by pair? In other words, how can you learn the last word? How can you know the state of the terminal station which you can move an inch there? But you can know, you can go everywhere from that terminal station. How do we know? So, this verse says, born of the same thing. They hear the noise. If you know, if I know the mountains covered with the snow during the driving car, I can share my knowledge with the mountains, how beautiful it is. That means simultaneously, mountains shared its own knowledge with me. In other words, if I look at you, you look at me. It means you look at me and think, huh? If I look at you, anyway, it means she look at me. Because to look at or to know or to be with something means to share knowledge, each other. So that's why Avalokiteshvara in Buddhism, Avalokiteshvara in Sanskrit, it's a very interesting Sanskrit term. Avalok has two meanings, to observe and also to be observed. In other words, to look at and also to be looked at, to be looked by. Okay? So Avalokiteshvara means to listen to listen the word, sound of the word. In other words, I look at the word with an undisturbed series of mind simultaneously, the word, anyway, look at me with an undisturbed cities of its thought. That's why very naturally world and I go in peace. But if I look at the world with disturbed cities of thought, the world look at me in the same way. So completely confused. So all I have to do is anyway to look at the world in peace and harmony. Simultaneously, world share its own knowledge with you. So that's why born of the same lineage means they share the knowledge. Simultaneously to share the knowledge. So even though you don't want to be a great of mountaineer, why? Mountain gifts, it makes you a great mountaineer if you continue to dwell in the mountain and make your life deepen. Very naturally, mountain share its own knowledge with you. Dying of different villages, they are actually separated. If so, one is sharing the knowledge each other, or I am present with the mountains constantly as one, means not combination, not mixed up. But you have to continually learn what the mountain is. You have to continually learn who you are. So to learn you, to learn the mountains, and then be one with mountains, you can share knowledge. With the mountains, mountain share with you. So dying of different villages, you are actually separated. Actually separated is you, everyone there, anywhere from moment to moment. I always tell you, human beings living always in a moment. Okay? If you die, who dies? No one helps you. When you die, no one. When I cut my fingers, you say it's so lekhargi, but who feels pain? Whose blood comes up? Not yours, my blood comes up. Okay? Who feels pain? Not your pain, my pain. Whatever you say, I have completely experienced my own pain. No one touches. But I have to dwell in there without being afraid, without losing heart, continually carrying an undisturbed series of my mind, contemplating situation, contemplating myself and others. That is called emptiness. Last word. Last word is something which makes your life deepen. Deep. Pretty deep. Not flat. Flat. So, that's why everyone is separate, constantly separate. The more you try to explain who I am, the more people misunderstand me. So, when I come to the dead end, I can't say anything. So I try to correct the misunderstanding of others. The more I try, the more confused. Have you ever experienced that one? Sometimes you can correct, but a correction of the misunderstanding is not always right correct. Correction is also miscorrect. So always constantly there is a gap between you and others. Even a wife and husband, boyfriend and girlfriend, well, it's pretty hard. Because everyone living in the moment anyway. From this point, all we have to do is to live in the moment, right now, right here. And in a moment, we, each other, create our own life, okay? I am sitting here, and looking at all of you, and talking about some aspect of Buddhism. So, I'm sitting here, completing my work. My own work. So, my own word means about your word. Your word also sitting here listening to my talk, that's your word. So I create my word you create your world. The 30 people create 30 kinds of world and coming together here and create something. Okay? But if you do something in the same things together, so called listening to one guy's talk, okay? And then it repeats. But it's still different. Word created by everyone. Because inside you're always analyzing, synthesizing, and criticizing. Apparently very calm, but inside always burning. Everyone's inside is always burning, and there are different criticisms, and laughing and crying, and don't you think so? So from this point, in terms of living in the moment of the moment, everyone is separate. Okay? Means you live in the moment and create your own world. The other's world at that time not separate from you, because if I create my own world, your world is in my world. Okay. You understand? In my, your world becomes in my world means your world becomes quality of my life. You understand that? Not separate. Okay. Not separate. Your world are completely the quality of my life. That's simple. That's why if you talk with me, I can share. I have to take care of. We can be friends. Because others are not others. Others are quality of your life. You understand? So that's why I have to look into all of you and try to explain some aspect of Buddhism as best as I can, okay? Even though one person here, even though the many people live here, and only one person is left here, listening to my talk, I have to talk anyway. Okay? On the other hand, I have to think why the people left, okay? Because many people become the quality of my life. Because I create my own world completely. So my own world is including all of your life. Your life is my world. My life. Okay? You understand? So I look at this guy's not in terms of my viewpoint. So he's not he. Is my world. Okay. Do you understand that? That's why you can criticize somebody else. Always criticize. But there is, if you criticize, you always look at somebody objectively. That's why it's very difficult to share your life with each other in terms of compassion or warm, hot heart. Okay. So you have to know the two aspects. If you climb the mountains, you are completely living and dying in the same way as the life force, beautiful life force of nature. You can live in the same way as the mountains. You can die in the same way as the mountains. But it doesn't mean combinations or mixed up. You are you. Okay? And mountains. So constantly you have to learn who you are, what mountain is. So that's why we have to analyze what the moment is. How human beings living in a moment. How? Okay. So that's why Buddhism in psychology, we create
we look at the human beings right in terms of the moment. Moment. In a moment, Buddhism understand we create in our own world, in a moment. So others' world completely absorbed into your world, created from moment to moment. That's why your world, your life is very, very deep. Because others' world becomes a quality of your life. You can't separate. Okay. So, the next, other even yellow hair, Buddha and blue eyes, Bodhidharma, have yet to discern. Well, even the Buddha Shakyamuni or Bodhidharma cannot understand, cannot know what it is. But anyway, Bodhidharma and Buddha Shakyamuni or patriarchs, ancestors, your parents, your grandparents, anyway, continued to dwell in the beautiful life force of nature constantly, making their life mature instead of knowing, okay? Instead of knowing or analyzing constantly. It is a part of human activity, but it's not all. So, it is not something to realize or to know, but to dwell in and make your life deepen or mature. That means that it's here says, even yellow-haired Buddha and blue-eyed Bodhidharma have yet to discern. It's not something more than, it's not something more of discussion, no. It is something you have to do. South, north, east, west, let us return. That's why, let's return to, anyway, east, west, anyway, south means let's return to you. Let's return to your own world. Means center the axis of the top, so called you. Let's return. Because you are you, but you have a great capability to continue to dwell in mountains and rivers and winters, sharing the knowledge with each other. So, it says south, north, east, west means different kind of human beings, different kind of beings, trees, birds. Let's return to individual life. Look at your life. Look at the trees. Okay? If you see the mountains driving a car, anyway, look at the trees. Let's return to the trees. Just look at trees. And at that time, you cannot say it is. You can say it is tree, but it's not a tree. It is something more than tree, because there is beautiful life force of nature there. But it is completely beautiful life force of nature without tree. Yes, it is tree. So life force, beautiful life force of nature and tree, you can see becoming one, interconnected, interpenetrated. So what do you mean? Where should I return? Where should we return? So next it says, in the depths of the night, together look at the snow on the southern crags. In the depths of night, the complete darkness. Okay, darkness means the truth. Complete darkness. Let's look at together. Okay? Let's look at together in the same way, and let's look at the together. Look at the snow on the southern crags. Many kinds of being exist. Okay? Covered with the snow, it becomes bright. Even in the darkness, each crag appears in brightness. But complete darkness means everything becomes equal. But each crag is each crag. So let's return to each crag in the darkness. Means if you look at trees in the severe winter, well, where do you feel something so called beautiful? From where? Some part of the tree? Or inside of the tree? Or outside of the tree? Or you are from your idea? No. If you look at the trees in the severe winter in the mountains, real beauty comes from the full presence of the tree, just standing there. Just standing there. Becoming one with the city of winter, just like your city. Okay? Let's return to you. Okay? How beautiful you are. How do you experience this? You just become just like a tree, standing constantly in the mountains, in severe winter. Dwelling in the severe winter and making his life anywhere mature and deep. It's pretty deep. There is something more than a tree that you can see through your naked eye. That's why Skandhara, we do just doing Zazen means you become just one tree standing in the mountains. That practice is very quiet, anywhere quiet. But it is really wonderful. Because it is tree, but there is something more than tree. So nature and also tree, individual life, but big words there. So that's why people feel something beautiful there. From that full presence of the tree, which keeps standing constantly in silence. But it's not silence. Silence has a lot of words. That's why people feel good. You are impressed by severe winter, the beautiful mountain covered with the snow in the severe winter. So, from this corn is the master says, last word is just it is. Just this is it. Just this is it means just like it, just is it. Means just trees is just it is, just standing there. That is the last word. Nothing to say. But everyone learn something from that. And also you can learn your life living like this. If you live like this, you can learn a lot anyway. Okay. So, you have a question? Chakyamuni Buddha has an excellent quality. Yes, it is. Well, what's the question? Chakyamuni Buddha is all of us anyway. Okay? You have also excellent quality anyway. But we don't know how excellent your quality is. That's why Buddha Shakyamuni in the history showed us, demonstrate how excellent his quality was. Okay? Because without example, it's very difficult to know how excellent our quality is. Right? So that's why we have to, anyway, hook in to the history. Century after centuries. So human history is very important for us. Is that all right, Kevin? That's your question?
Yes.
And also the historical human, called the Siddhartha Buddha Shakyamuni, is not a merely historical being. He must be alive in our days. So from this point, all of us are exactly Buddha Shakyamuni. Anyway. But we don't know exactly by ourselves, that's why Buddha Shakyamuni 2500 years ago demonstrated a good example to us. That's when we follow anyway. And we have to learn how excellent our quality is. Okay? This is the point we have to learn every day. Any more questions?
Greg has a question.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we have a talk like this, that you say it goes, an unsurpassed penetrating and perfect Dharma is rarely met with even in 100,000 million Kalpas. Now, 100,000 million Kalpas seems to be a very, very long time, longer than this earth will exist. What are some of the conditions for being able to encounter this Dharma, considering that, say, myself and other people are going to die again, and what are the conditions for the Dharma to exist in a on a planet or someplace?
You already see measures 3,000 eons. And 3,000 eons is eternal time, pure time, okay? How can you measure it?
I guess it's impossible.
Impossible. You're so stupid anyway. And stupid to count, to accumulate and all you have to do is just to be present in the eon, right in the middle of eons, for a period of time, maybe. What? and think of. If you try to count, measure that time to eternal time, it makes you exhaust. And I always tell you, so just like a person right in the middle of the ocean, okay? Nothing to get in, nothing to hold on. But what's really eternal ocean is eternal world, nothing to hold on. What do you do? Do you want to count how far is in the other shore from you? It's impossible to count, to measure.
Okay.
If you try to count and then understand the eternal world, period of time, and then you want to practice, it's really impossible to do that. And even though you, well, if you want to anyway understand that eternal time, well, you can do it. But your mind is always restless. So in order to be free from restlessness, anyway, you have to be present there. And sleep, walk. That is called make your life mature. That is peace.
I have a question about a lot of times I wonder why I'm on this path and why humans constantly are looking for enlightenment or going back to the true life. How do we ever get off the road? Why? What is it, just solely to learn? Or why? Why did we ever come out? Why did we ever try to separate ourselves? So we would have to
separate
from the life force. Why we choose to pretend like we're separate from the oneness.
Uh-huh. Because we have a mind, okay? We have a consciousness. Consciousness, the strength of strength, the energy of the consciousness is separate, is to separate, analyze you and object and everything, alright? This is the energy of consciousness and your mind, alright? So then naturally you can slip off from life force itself, alright? On the other hand, by analyzing, synthesizing, and trying to understand your object and yourself, and then that is called the self. Okay. You know that Descartes says, "I think, therefore I exist." So you cannot ignore that energy of mind. But thanks to the energy of your mind, you can appreciate the presence of the self. That is called self. Okay? But the energy of the self means the quality of the self has the great power to, what would you say, bring the harmony to your life, looking at this life, so-called present, and past, and future, including life and death. This is the energy of the self. Energy of the self is very powerful because not only the looking at this life, in terms of making better living, okay? with conflicting or fighting each other, not like this. Like our birds and the insects and the uttek, you know. I always say uttek. Uttek always living in the trees, and the dogs just come walk under the tree immediately, you know. But this action is to see his life in terms of instinct. Instinct. So he always looking at his life just a small world in terms of instinct. But the energy of the life, energy of the self, okay, is very powerful to looking at this life and the other life, all world, okay? Understanding as a whole, as a one. That is a quality of the self. Okay? So that quality of the self is very vitality. It's very vital. Very vital. So that is called energy, life force. Okay? Life force. So life force itself is simultaneously birth, your life. Okay? You understand? So life force is something coming up. So that is just like a stream of water gushing out from the ground. So your life is, your birth is, let's return to the source, means life force, constantly gushing out. That is when something, life force, what comes up, it is called birth. Then when you are born in this world, simultaneously you have a mind and consciousness. So analyze this side. But analyze this side is nothing but consciousness and mind. Energy of the consciousness and mind comes from life force itself. So you cannot ignore. So this, thanks to the life energy of the consciousness, and then you can see, you can justify, you can confirm you, okay? So-called self. That self, energy of the self, is not only looking at only this life, but big world, past, present, future, as a whole, as a one. This is the energy of the self. And then this, if you understand like this, and then we can return to this energy again. Alright? That is called spiritual teaching. Alright? So. no particular reason why we have to do it, because we already in there. Okay? So all we have to do is just to learn where we are, what is the self, what is the consciousness, anyway. Not analyzing the inciting the consciousness, but anyway, by the consciousness, we should know the consciousness, limitation of the consciousness. In other words, through the consciousness, we should learn what the consciousness is. Okay? Because consciousness is nothing but the life force, energy of life force. So we should learn through the consciousness. Very naturally, you can know limitation of consciousness by the consciousness. Alright? In other words, I always try to explain or try to point out, pin down what the real reality you live in. Always using a lot of words and all, what is the best word. But sometimes I go, yes, this one, but it's not. It's more than it's not. So, using the word, with your best effort, anyway, you should learn what the limitation of the mind, consciousness. So, there is no particular reason why we have to do this, because we are there. So we should learn day by day what the mind is, what the self is, what the life force, the energy of life force is.
Maybe.